Hi, welcome to the first of three programs exploring the greatest of all jazz singers, Billie Holiday. Her music, her life, her impact. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer, and I've divided this series into the three decades of her career, the 30s, 40s, and 50s. We begin with one of Lady Day's earliest and most unusual recordings from a 1934 short film, one of her very rare appearances with Duke Ellington. A remarkable and long unissued Big City Blues from the 1934 short film Symphony in Black with Duke Ellington's orchestra. This is Billie Holiday in the 30s, the first of Billie Holiday's three decades as a pioneering woman of jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. In the 30s, Billie mainly recorded popular and Tin Pan Alley tunes. What she did with pop tunes was what Louis Armstrong did, revise the melody, improving and streamlining the melodic line. Like Louis, she brought her own sense of rhythm, imparting freer rhythmic emphasis to lyrics than singers who had preceded her. Now, to bring you a closer feeling of Billie as a person, I've included her words and the words of those who knew her from published interviews and from her autobiographical memoir, Lady Sings the Blues. Billie herself offered little analysis of her own singing and was always rather modest about her prodigious gift for song.
I don't think I'm singing. I feel like I'm playing a horn. I try to improvise like Lester Young or like Louis Armstrong or someone else I admire. What comes out is what I feel. I hate straight singing and I have to change a tune to my own way of doing it. That's all I know.
The first record I made, I was about 13. It was Benny Goodman's band, but he didn't really have a band then. He was working in studio work, and he got a group of studio men together and made this session.
And the funny thing, I got there and I was afraid to sing in the mic because I'd never saw a microphone before. And I said, why do I have to sing nothing? Why can't I just sing like I do at the clubs? And Buck and Bubbles, Buck played the piano on that day. Can you imagine all those studio men and Buck, he can't even know he played the piano. So Buck said, you're not going to let these people think you're square, are you? Said, come on, sing it, and I sang.
Just simply if you'll be my mother's son-in-law. Ain't got the least desire to set the world on fire. Just wish you'd make it proper to call my old man Papa. You don't have to sing like Bledsoe. You can tell the world I said so. Can't you see you've got to be my mother's son-in-law?
One of Billie Holiday's earliest sessions with the Benny Goodman Band in 1933, Your Mother's Son-in-Law. Some nice trombone solos there by Jack Teagarden. In this hour, we'll be listening to Billie with the cream of 1930s jazz musicians, exploring her pioneering impact on jazz, her struggle against prejudice, and her lasting friendship with Lester Young and Buck Clayton. And then in the next couple of programs, I'll be presenting concert and broadcast performances and exploring Lady Day's emergence as the premier diva and torch singer of the 1940s and 50s. Just ahead this hour, Billie with the Basie Band and with Artie Shaw. As we listen to the outstanding recordings she made with the Teddy Wilson Orchestra in the mid-30s, listen to how she's singing just like she's blowing along with the other cats. First, more from her autobiographical memoir, Lady Sings the Blues, published in 1956, and from what I understand, rather badly misrepresented in the movie of the same name.
Mom and Pop were just a couple of kids when they got married. He was 18, she was 16, and I was 3. Mom was working as a maid for a white family. When they found out she was going to have a baby, they just threw her out. Pop's family just about had a fit when they heard about it. Mom went to the hospital and she made a deal. She told them she'd scrub floors so she could pay her way. And she did. Mom was 13 when I was born. Pop was doing what all the boys did then, peddling papers, running errands, going to school. Well, he was still only 15 and in short pants. Pop, Clarence Holiday, wanted to blow the trumpet, but he never got the chance. The army grabbed him and shipped him overseas in the First World War. Poison gas ruined his lungs. Getting gas was the end of his hopes for the trumpet, but the beginning of a successful career on the guitar. He worked like hell when he got back, and eventually got a job with McKinney's Cotton Pickers. But when he went on the road with that band, he just disappeared. Later, he got a job with Fletcher Henderson's band. But he was always on tour, and then one day we heard that he'd gotten a divorce, and he married a West Indian woman named Fanny.
Sometimes I wonder what's in store for me. Your love could open heaven's door to me, but you don't care a straw for me. That's life, I guess. My days and nights all starting hard with you. My sugar kisses taste like salt to you, but why should I find fault with you? That's life, I guess. The world was bright when you loved me. Sweet was the touch of your lips. The world went dark when you left me. And then there came a total eclipse. Nobody knows how cruel fate can be. How close together love and hate can be. Goodbye, just clean the slate for me. That's life, I guess.
I learned to crawl in the back way at the movies to save the dime it caused going in the front way. You know, I don't think I missed a single picture Billy Dove ever made. Oh, I was crazy for her. I tried to do my hair like her, and eventually I borrowed her name. My name, Eleonora, is too damn long for anyone to say. Besides, I never really liked it. My father had started calling me Bill because I was such a young tomboy. I didn't mind that, but I wanted to be pretty, too, and have a pretty name. So I decided Billy was it, and I made it stick.
No regrets. Although our love affair has gone astray, no regrets. I know I'll always care, though you're away. Somehow happy romance ended suddenly.
No regrets, and that's life, I guess, typical of Billy singing like part of the band in the 30s, and evidence that any number of brilliant musicians like clarinetist Artie Shaw and trumpeter Bunny Berrigan rose to the occasion when Billy was in front of the mic. I'm Dave Rattlauer, bringing you this exploration of a pioneering woman of jazz, Billie Holiday, on Jazz Rhythm. You may request program playlists, ask questions, send me messages, or explore the World Wide Web of Jazz online at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Throughout her life, Holiday recorded with many of the top musicians of her day. For example, in these 1937 Teddy Wilson sessions, she's joined in close musical collaboration on Mean to Me by Lester Young on sax and Buck Clayton on trumpet. Mornin' Low features three great Ellington soloists, saxophonist Harry Carney and Johnny Hodges, who support and listen to her with great sensitivity, as does trumpeter Cootie Williams while adding thoughtful solos.
I used to run errands for a madam on the corner because she'd let me listen to all of Bessie Smith's records and Pop Armstrong's record of West End Blues. Mother and I were starving. She was a housemaid and couldn't find work. I tried scrubbing floors, too, but I just couldn't do it. One day we were so hungry we could barely breathe. I walked in every joint trying to find work. Finally, I got so desperate I stopped in the Log Cabin Club run by Jerry Preston. I asked him for a job, told him I was a dancer. He said to dance, and I tried it. He said I stunk. I told him I could sing, so he said, sing. Now, over in the corner was an old guy playing the piano. I sang. The customers stopped drinking. They turned around and they watched. And the pianist swung into Body and Soul. Jeez, you should have seen those people. All of them started crying. Preston came over and shook his head and he said, "Kid, you win." That's how I got my start. At the log cabin, the other girls used to try and mock me by calling me Lady because they thought I was just too damn grand to take the customer's money off the table. But the name Lady stuck long after everybody had forgotten where it had come from. Lester took it and coupled it with the day at a holiday, and he called me Lady Day.
Can't you see what you mean to me?
Holiday, Moanin' Low, featuring trumpeter Cootie Williams and Johnny Hodges, and Mean to Me with Lester Young and trumpeter Buck Clayton. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. For a while in 1937 and 38, Billy joined the Count Basie Orchestra. Though they never made any records together, the Basie Band members were frequently heard on her discs, and a couple of radio air checks with the Basie Band survived, like this Swing, Brother, Swing.
Brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle. Stop this foolish prattle. Come on, swing me gate. Swing it, brother, swing. Ready to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, Bo, hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle-daddle. And this foolish prattle. Come on, kill me, Joe. Swing it, brother, swing. Deep rhythm captivates me. Hot rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy. Swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle. Stop this foolish prattle. Send me count, swing it, brother, swing. Rain to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, Bo, hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop this little daddle and this foolish paddle. Come on, swing me count, swing it, brother, swing.
Lady Day became very tight with Lester Young, whom she called the president, later shortened to Prez, because she thought he was the best man in the land at tenor sax. Billy, Lester, and Buck Clayton, an excellent trumpeter and one of Billy's finest accompanists, became inseparable as friends. Clayton, whom she called the prettiest cat I ever saw, had fond memories of palling around with Prez and Billy.
My first recording was with Teddy Wilson, along with Billie Holiday, just about 2 weeks before Basie made his first recording. As I walked with Lester Young into the studio, I was surprised to see so many people that I'd never actually seen before. There was Benny Goodman running up and down on his clarinet, warming up, Teddy Wilson, who I'd never seen, and Billy herself. Billy and I immediately became friends, and soon we were recording. Such pleasure I had backing up Billy's songs to her vocals. When she would record, I would watch her mouth, and when I saw she was going to take a breath or something, I knew it was time for me to play between her expressions. It's what we call filling up the windows. We made several more dates with Billy after that. In fact, whenever Basie would be in town, we were sure to be called to play with the lady. They turned out to be very successful, especially down south, where people really dug the blues.
Never had nothing, no one to care. That's why I seem to have more than my share. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer is one little smile. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can see no other way and no better plan. End it all and let him go to some better gal. But I'm only human, a coward at best. I'm more than certain he'd follow me west. I've got that man crazy for me. He's should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
Buck Clayton further recalls,
Billy had joined the Basie Band. She was great to work with, and she was game to do anything that we would do. She would shoot dice with us, joke with us, and in general, do everything that we would do. We all liked Billy. Sometimes on the bus at night, when everybody else would be sleeping, Billy and I would talk. Sometimes when we were in New York, she would take me by her mother's restaurant, and I'd have some ham hocks and turnip greens and other soul goodies. When we first met Billie Holiday, she made it her business to take Lester and myself all around Harlem. We'd go to all the joints in Harlem. You sure couldn't ask for a better chaperone than Billie, as everybody seemed to know her. From every corner in Harlem, there would be talk of Billie. Some of it good and some of it bad. But we three were always pretty tight together.
I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my
I often think about how we used to record in those days. We'd get off a bus after a 500-mile trip, go into the studio with no music, nothing to eat but coffee and sandwiches. I'd say, what'll we do, 2-bar or a 4-bar intro? And somebody would say, make it 4 in a chorus, 1, 1.5. And then I'd say, you play behind me the first 8, Lester. And then Harry Edison would come in on trumpet or Buck Clayton and take the next 8 bars. When I did Night and Day, hey, I'd never seen that song before in my life. I don't read music either, so I just walked in. Teddy Wilson played it for me, and I did it. With artists like Lester, Don Byas, Benny Carter, and Coleman Hawkins, hey, something was always happening. No amount of preparation today is any match for him.
My lonely room, I think of you.
Well, I like Lester Young. I liked Lester's feeling. You know, everyone, when he first started, thought this man, his tone is too thin, you know, or tennis actional. Everybody thinks it has to be real big, and Lester used to go out of his mind getting reeds, you know, to sound big, like Chewberry, and which was, he was very popular in those days, and I told him it doesn't matter because I said, you have a beautiful tone. I said, and you watch it. After a while, everybody's going to be copying you. And it came to be, you know.
Basie did a wonderful job with the band, but he just wasn't his own boss. A big booking agency was backing him and trying to sell the band. We'd play a whole string of riff-raff joints, rough Negro dance halls in the South where people were sneaking in corn whiskey from across the tracks. And then, boom, in the middle of this grind, we'd be booked into some white hotel. Now, we didn't have the right uniforms, clothes, equipment. The cats in the band didn't even have the right horns they needed. We'd all be beat from traveling thousands of miles with no sleep, no rehearsal, and no preparation. And yet we'd be expected to be real great.
Making love to you day and night, night and day.
Besides Lester, musicians Billy liked or admired were, first and foremost, Bessie Smith, and Louis Armstrong. She was also fond of Teddy Wilson, Coleman Hawkins, and Benny Goodman, but among the more surprising names she mentioned favorably were singers Kay Starr and Peggy Lee. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is a tribute to a pioneering woman of jazz, the best jazz singer of all time, Billie Holiday, in the 1930s on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime, interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at www.mississippirag, that's one word, mississippirag.com. The jazz rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Here's Lester and Buck Clayton in a couple of their many superb discs with Billie. Without Your Love, and from 1937, one of Lester's finest moments accompanying Billie, I'll Never Be the Same.
Never be the same. Nothing's what it was.